So what made you decide to come to Rollins, and what's your first impression of the school at that time?
Well, I'd gone to these state schools. This was a time when these huge numbers of people were pouring into the colleges, and these states had begun to expand and to build universities. You know, they would have the large state university, and then they started building them in smaller towns. And then in some cases, I came across colleges that had been private colleges that were taken over by the, one of them was in South Carolina. And these were all state schools that were just, you know, just getting started. They'd been in existence about 10 or 15 years. And huge things with big classes, and I just, it just did not appeal to me at all. I would have gone to one of them, but then all of a sudden this job came. I came down. It was really kind of interesting. I thought, this is pretty late. This was like in May when I saw the notice. So I thought, this is pretty late for somebody to just to be a note. So I was the first, and I think the only person they interviewed. And this is in May. And I came down for the interview, and I was just shocked at the beauty of this college when I walked on it. And there was, where the bookstore is, there was a student center at the time. And it was a beautiful room with ceiling fans flowing and palm trees and pots. You know, you walk into it, it looked so Florida. And I was taken over there by one of the professors to have a cup of coffee. And they were, had coffee, and students and faculty were all mixing around, and there must have been 200 people in that room. And just a kind of conversation that was going on. And I thought, okay, this is exactly the kind of school that I would like to come to. And then I saw the town and saw the location of it. And I, when I went back, I told my wife, you know, this is really a nice place to go. We've got to really work on getting this job. And I was hired, so it was a very nice